Today, November 18th, is the feast day of the dedication of the basilicas of Saints Peter and Paul. Again, very ancient feast days. Today's feast day commemorates, first, the dedication of St. Peter's, the original church built by Constantine, about maybe the year 320 or 330. This church actually lasted 1,000 years before it was destroyed by earthquakes and fire. And then the new church was commissioned by Pope Julius II in the year 1506. That's our current St. Peter's in the Vatican. It took over 200 years to build the current church, the largest Catholic church in the world up to that point. Now, the Basilica of St. Peter's, of course, was built and begun by Constantine and completed by his sons. And it was originally built over the pagan cemetery and later the burial place of Christians. And Eusebius, the famous church historian, writes about the year 200 that the relics of St. Peter were buried there on Vatican Hill. And so, to confirm this, Pope Pius XII in the 1940s said, let's do excavations just to confirm that the tomb of St. Peter is there. So from 1940 to 1949, the scientists and archaeologists began to do excavations under the Basilica of St. Peter's, and they did certainly define the relics of St. Peter. So St. Peter, the relics are about 100 meters under the main altar in the Basilica. That's, of course, a great symbol of the Church's unity, that St. Peter's was built over the tomb of our first Pope, St. Peter. So again, it's confirmed by the archaeologists and the excavators because of the graffiti and the markings that we do have a good deal of the relics of St. Peter there. Now, the Church of St. Paul, St. Paul's original church was built outside the city walls over the place where St. Paul was martyred. As you know, St. Paul was martyred by being beheaded. And again, the original church was built in about the year 390 on and over the spot where St. Paul had been beheaded. Now, the current, again, that basilica lasted, probably maybe 10 centuries or so until it too was destroyed. So the current day, if you go to Rome, the current day Basilica of St. Paul's was reconsecrated in 1854 after the very bad fire of 1823. So again, that's over the relics of St. Paul and over the place of his martyrdom. That's the one outside the city walls. So these are the two of the greatest basilicas. As you know, there's four great basilicas in Rome: St. Peter's, St. Paul, which is just outside the city walls, St. Mary Major, the oldest church in the world dedicated to our Blessed Mother, and St. John Lateran Basilica, which of course has the greatest prestige of being the Pope's own parish and church. When we look at these two great saints, we know that St. Peter, originally a very rough fisherman, who the Lord chose to be the first pope, the rock upon which he would build the church, Peter would become the missionary to the Jewish people. He would die a martyr's death in Rome, being crucified. And as you know, when he was being crucified, he said he's not worthy to die in the same manner as his Lord and Savior, so he was crucified upside down. St. Paul was Saul of Tarsus, a persecutor of the Christians, a Roman citizen. His conversion, then he became a missionary to the Gentiles, and he too died a martyr's death because he was a Roman citizen. He could not be crucified. He was beheaded. And again, since the earliest days of the church, the early Christians have prayed at the martyrdom places and at the tombs of Peter and Paul. And then the original churches were built in the 320s and the 390s. The current churches are tremendous tributes to these two great saints. As one pope said, they planted the church and they watered it with their own blood. These two great martyrs, Saints Peter and St. Paul. I give you a blessing now with the relic of the apostles. Through the intercession of the apostles, especially Saints Peter and Paul, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.